Proclamation number 0566 of 1st of September, 1938. Lies and truth. The greatest evil is lying. If you recognize the truth and yet pay no attention to it, you allow the spirit of lies to gain power over you. And its power is greater than you believe, for it poisons your whole thinking. It robs you of all power of judgment and always has a myriad of vices and bad habits behind it, all of which have their origin in lies. If the light is to shine for you, you must remain in the truth, for where there is falsehood, there is also darkness. No soul likes such darkness, but it is inevitably pushed into it where the truth is not respected. All tribulation comes from lies. The lie opens the door to evil passions and desires. It is often so inconspicuous in itself, and yet it destroys all good instincts in people. And so all corruption is rooted in the lie, for it is a product of darkness. And so listen up, as long as you do not endeavor to cultivate the purest truth within you. As long as you take refuge in even the smallest paraphrases or untruths, the spirit of truth will never be able to enlighten you, for you can only unite with the eternal deity when you are completely pure of heart and detest lies with all your heart. And now you see the consequences of a lie swelling to enormous proportions. You do not know how enormous the effects of the lie are. How it creates evil and reproduces itself, always giving birth to new lies. And that is why the lie is the death of the soul, just as the pure truth is the light from the heavens for it. But if you stand up for the truth, it will remain light and bright in you, and you will defeat the lie. For just as the lie is mighty in its power and constantly brings evil in its wake, the pure truth is nevertheless much stronger and can illuminate the night of lies with the brightest light by virtue of its power. And if mankind only wanted to seek the truth, it would force the lie to its feet and bring infinite blessings to the earth. But as it is, too many opposing forces prevail and are fought little or not at all, and the lie spreads across the whole earth and brings about incredible destruction. And this is one reason why so little credence is given to the possibility of a pure spiritual connection between the earth and the beyond. What is not so easy for people to understand, they immediately throw into the realm of lies. They do not scrutinize, but immediately reject, because they know the lie and its accompanying phenomena only too well and know that its devastation extends over all areas. Pure truth is a lie in their eyes. They are much more likely to accept the lie unchecked. If they were to turn to God for enlightenment, they would soon lose all doubt and their powers of judgment would be sharpened, and they would very soon know how to distinguish truth from lies. There would be light in their hearts and they would flee the lie as the most shameful work of evil. But as long as mankind does not take refuge in prayer and plead for knowledge of the truth, it will remain subject to the lie, and that through its own fault. For the Lord imparts the pure truth to his children on earth and wants to offer it to all people. But who accepts it? Only a small part, but the others grope in the blackest darkness and remain children of lies of their own will, and so they will hardly attain eternal life, for only the truth guarantees them this. Amen.